Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, beloved ones. This is Bishop Dr. Lawrence Mwamba with my wife, Tarina Mwamba, here in Dallas, Texas, the United States of America, coming to you live here on Blog Talk Radio on the Mwamba World Outreach School of Ministry. Well, dear ones, if you saw my post, we are opening a new church in Plano, Texas. It says Bishop Dr. Lawrence Mwamba presents launching of the Plano, Texas congregation. We are beginning a new work in Plano. Plano is about 15 to 20 minutes drive from here where we live here in Dallas. And it's a very kind of diverse city. It's prosperous city. You have a lot of people maybe from the Asian countries. You got Indo-European peoples. You got African-American families and people from Africa. And so God spoke to me and said, son, you got to open a church in Plano. I'd never been thinking about Plano, I can assure you. My focus has been on Dallas. Let's get to Dallas. But then the Lord told me specifically, and if I ever heard him, I heard him this time. He said, Lawrence, my son, open up a work in Plano. And Plano, we have a lot of Zambians there in Plano. If you're listening to this message, we'll be meeting at the Courtyard Marriott. Now, we have in our advertisement like we're going to use the West Inn. But apparently the West Inn is kind of closing. So we're going to be meeting at the Courtyard Marriott. It's 4901 West Plano Parkway, Plano, Texas, 75093. You can always call for information, and they'll let you know there. We can call us. You can call me at 214, and it's 692, and it's 8171. You call me, and I'll get back to you. We want to build God's kingdom. We want to do the best we can since the Lord has opened this door. Now, what you must realize is the work of God must expand. We need to populate heaven and depopulate hell. And the only way we can do it is to obey the great commandment. Now, you see, the great commandment there, you see it in Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20. Jesus, before he went to heaven, listen to what he said. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Now, this is what we call the Great Commission. What do we mean by Great Commission? It's a great undertaking that the Lord Jesus left for the church. By the way, we're not going to do it by ourselves. The Holy Ghost is with us. Mind you, we are in the dispensation of grace, or in the time period of the working of the Holy Ghost. This is the time of great harvest. And so we need to open up our hearts. We need to open up our wallets. We need to open up our lives and let the Lord use us to his honor and to his glory. In Plano, I know we're going to make such an impact. Because as I've been traversing in Plano, I've seen the hand of the Lord upon the city. Even to the extent that the Lord said, son, you got to start a church in Plano. So all those friends of ours, the Zambians living there in Plano, please come to the Marriott Courtyard, the Courtyard Marriott, there on West Plano Parkway. You know, when you come on Preston Road, West Plano Parkway, if you're facing north, will be when you cross the George Bush Turnpike, the next street will be West Plano Parkway. And then when you look to the eastern side of West Plano Parkway, that's where these hotels is. It's called the Courtyard Marriott. Then you just come there, you're going to find a sign for our church. It will read Word of Life Bible Church Plano Congregation. Amen. And so just come and be a part and parcel. You know, we need to do something for the kingdom of God. Ask yourself, since you were born again, what have you done for the kingdom? Together and build each other up in the faith. You see, Jesus here, this was him leaving now the earth, going to heaven. The Bible says that, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. I want to tell you something, that, you know, the power in the world belongs to Jesus. Because he says, all power is given unto me in heaven and in the earth. The power doesn't belong to the devil. The power belongs to God. All power belongs to Jesus. So when we go into Plano, we are going with the all-powerful one, who is Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. When we start to minister and build the church in Plano, we are doing it to the glory of God. See, he says, go and teach. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. See, the Lord wants us to teach. It's good to evangelize. That's what we are doing. When you evangelize, you win people. They come to the kingdom. But then the people need to be taught. And the instrument for that teaching them grounded in the things of God. Once they are grounded, then they will become fierce, powerful men and women who are going to do exploits for the kingdom. Amen. And so I challenge you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, even for those who live in the Dallas area, Plano is not that far from you. You can come and be part of this vision. All our friends, those on Facebook, you live in the Plano area, Dallas area, come and be with us. Let's build God's kingdom. We've got to do it, you know, before the Lord comes. He says we got to teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. It's not enough just to preach to people. It's not enough just to get them to be born again. We have to teach them, to ground them in the things of the Lord. Once they are grounded, then they'll go out there and bring others into the kingdom of God. And he says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. So what you need to realize, beloved one, is that Jesus is going to be with us unto the end of the world. This is our assignment in Plano. This is our commission in Plano. It's not something we're going to do by our own power. We're going to build a church. We're going to open up a children's class, a school. We're going to be praying for our permanent facility in Plano. We'll be praying for people, God to touch people so he can bring them to the house of God. We're going to be praying for the sick. We're going to be praying for those who are possessed. We're going to be asking God to bless each and every one who comes to the church. And I can assure you, we're going to have revival in Plano. You know, all my life I've been involved in a lot of evangelism. When I was the Archbishop Idahosa in Nigeria, I was intensely involved in evangelism. We traveled and crisscrossed the country, man. We went to Calabar. We went to Port Harcourt. We went to Maiduguri. We went and crisscrossed the country, preaching the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, Bishop Mwamba, what is gospel? Gospel is simply the good news. Good news about what? Good news that Jesus came and died in your place so that you don't have to perish or die anymore. For to those who received him, the Bible says, received Jesus, he gave power to be called the sons of God. So we are sons of God. We have the anointing of the Spirit upon our lives to do exploits. This is a time for blind eyes to open. This is a time for the lame to walk. This is a time for devils to be cast out of people who have been bound by devils. This is the time to cast out those spirits that have bound people in alcoholism. This is a time to cast out devils of homosexuality, of lesbianism. This is the time to cast out those devils of poverty and lack. This is the time to move by the mighty hand of Jehovah and crisscross this entire nation and speak forth the truth and tell the people this is the year of your jubilee. The year of jubilee in Israel was the year of release. Whosoever was owed any money, whosoever had people in servitude to them because they couldn't pay the debt. In the year of Jubilee, they were released. And I can assure you, as a man of God, Bishop Dr. Lawrence Mwamba, as I preach with my wife, Tarina Mwamba, all those bound with devils, all those who are tormented by demons of habits they cannot break, they will be broken when you come to the house of God in pleno. For the fire and the Spirit of the Lord is come afresh upon my life, and I'm going to preach the name of Jesus until heavens come down. You will come in deficiency. You will leave that house every Sunday full of the anointing for prosperity, for abundance, for opportunities in your life. Doors that you never imagined will be opened unto you. Promotion will come at your job. You'll be above only and not beneath. You will go in and come out of this land of the United States of America, wherever you live, whether here in Dallas or in Plano or in Allen or in Frisco or in Rowlett or in Rockwall, wherever you are, or in Wiley, God is going to touch you. You're going to have your own home. You're going to own property. You're going to get out of debt. Your children are going to be blessed. You shall walk in abundance, for I'm going to preach the full counsel of the kingdom of God. Brethren, the Lord promised us in the book of Deuteronomy, at chapter 28, the Lord said, if we do these things, blessed shall we be coming in, and blessed shall we be going out. He said, we shall be the head only and not the tail. I would like to read those promises once again. They are in the book of Deuteronomy and chapter number 28, verse number 1. The Bible says, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thine kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy storehouse. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. This is a blessing from the Lord. The Lord shall cause thy enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way, and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thy hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, and walk in his ways. See, the Lord is saying, if thou shalt walk in the commandments of the Lord your God, or our God, and keep his way. He says in verse number 9, the Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord God and walk in his ways. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. When these anointings start to come upon your life, and the people see the mighty hand of God on your life, knowing that the big things that you're going to be achieving, you cannot do them yourself, they'll be afraid of thee, for they will know that the Lord is with you. Verse number 11 of Deuteronomy 28 says, and the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. See that? The Lord shall open unto thee the good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. You're not going to be in debt. Verse number 13, and the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them, and thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to go after other gods, to the left, to the right, or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. Friends, this is the Deuteronomy 28 blessing for us believers. Like I'm saying, we're going to build a strong church. We want people who come and open up their homes so that we can have cell meetings in their home, church meetings in their home. I saw a lot of Zambians in Plano. We talked and we exchanged the addresses and phone numbers. All those Zambians I talked to, please call. I put a phone number there on my site, or just email me. There is an email number on the site for the Plano Church Congregation of the Word of Life Bible Church. And give me a call and say to me, oh, Bishop Mwamba, I'll be there on the 12th. I want your confirmation that you'll be there so that we can know how to prepare and see how many are coming. Because we want to give you snacks after we have a good word. We want to give you free snacks and free drinks. But we got to know how many are coming. But you see, our moving to Plano was a prophetical move. The Lord just told me, he said, son, you need to open up a congregation here in Plano, and I'm going to bless it because you're going to break the chains of the people that have held them bound for many years. The Lord said, this land I've given to you with an open door so you can walk in and out, and I'll anoint your words that they'll bring forth healing and deliverance. This is the word of the Lord that the Lord gave me. And here I am speaking. We have looked at the facilities. They are very nice facilities. We'll take some of our food there, but some of it, the hotel you can buy there. But above all, my wife, Tarina Mwamba, she's a pastor. She'll be helping as an associate minister at that church in Plano. But I ask one thing from you. I want dedication. I ask one thing, another thing, prayer. And if you can, financial support. Whatever you can do, you build God's kingdom. So be blessed, dear ones. This is Bishop Dr. Lawrence Mwamba inviting every one of you on the 8th of May, next Sunday, to come to church, and you'll be blessed. The Courtyard Marriott in Plano on Dallas Plano Parkway, Ton Road. You'll see it. It's 4901 West Plano Parkway, Plano, Texas, zip code 75093. You can give us a call to get confirmations, but we look forward to seeing you. Come, bring your family if there is enough room for everybody. Let us change the United States by changing our localities, by changing our towns. for the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm mandated to win the United States for the Lord. God bless you. This is Bishop Dr. Lawrence Mwamba signing off and saying, you are the beloved of the Lord, and we thank you for listening to us. God bless you, and bye-bye.